Same parasite, different disease. The Vermont Health Department announced yesterday that the state was on pace to hit a record number of cases of anaplasmosis. That's a tick-borne disease, and it's spread by the black-legged tick, the same tick that spreads Lyme disease. The health department says the disease is becoming more common in Vermont, and as of September, there have been 133 cases of anaplasmosis. That's only six fewer than the number of cases in the whole of 2015. Well, joining us on the line to tell us more about anaplasmosis is Bradley Tompkins, an infectious disease epidemiologist with the Vermont Health Department. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, anaplasmosis is not the only disease that you can get from ticks, especially this black-legged tick. What makes anaplasmosis, though, so notable?
One thing that makes it so notable is that it's associated with a higher hospitalization rate for people who get infected with it. Lyme disease is the most commonly reported tick-borne disease in Vermont, but only about 3% of people with Lyme disease in Vermont end up hospitalized for the illness. If you compare that with anaplasmosis, we see about 34% of people with anaplasmosis getting hospitalized. So it's a much more severe illness than Lyme disease.
What are some of the symptoms of anaplasmosis?
Unfortunately, they're kind of generic. They're not very distinct. You're going to have a fever. You're going to have headache, muscle aches, joint pain again. And what's interesting is that there's no rash associated with it. So in about 70% of Lyme cases in Vermont, you get that distinct bullseye rash, and that's one good visual cue that, you know, you've got Lyme disease, you've got a tick-borne disease. With anaplasmosis, there's no such visual cue. You're just feeling really awful and end up at your physician and, again, oftentimes hospitalized.
Any idea why there's been such an increase in the cases of anaplasmosis?
That's a great question. And, you know, I can really only speculate as to why there have been more cases, but I think it's probably a combination of a couple of different factors. One, I would hope that there's more awareness in the healthcare community and in the public about the disease, so people are getting tested more often and getting diagnosed. But also, you know, I think that there's probably more of this disease, this bacteria, in the tick community in Vermont. And then also, I think the black-legged tick community is moving into parts of Vermont where it wasn't so common before.
Well, Lyme disease is notorious for being difficult to treat. Is anaplasmosis also proving difficult to treat?
Actually, no. Anaplasmosis is treated the same way that Lyme disease is treated, with often oral antibiotics. And once you get sick and you get treated, you are fully cured of it.
And why is that? What's the difference, I'm curious, about Lyme disease and anaplasmosis then? Because Lyme disease seems so much trickier. In other words, there are people that are treated with antibiotics, but they often complain that it doesn't help and that they're still feeling the symptoms months, sometimes years later.
So Lyme disease and anaplasmosis, they attack your body a little bit differently. And some of the what happens with Lyme disease cases is that there's often some residual damage. After the infection is gone, the bacteria has caused some damage to your body, and it takes a long time for that kind of damage to your body to recover from that kind of damage. Anaplasmosis is different. It actually likes to not only get into your body, but get into your blood cells and live inside of your blood cells. And once you get your antibiotics and they take their course, there's really no residual illness or residual effects with anaplasmosis.
Now, the best thing to avoid this, I'm sure, is just not to get bitten, but that's not always so easy to avoid. What are the best ways to avoid getting bitten by a tick like the black-legged tick?
Right. So if you're out in, you know, tick habitat, walking on a trail perhaps, we recommend first stay in the middle of the trail. You know, don't wander off into the sides where there's higher brush or a lot of leaf litter, because ticks, they don't jump on you. They don't fall down from above on you. They do this questing where they sit on the edge of, say, a blade of grass, and they attach to you. So if you're staying in the middle of the trail where there's short grass, you're less likely to encounter a tick. Also, we recommend that people wear long sleeves and long pants when they're out in tick habitat. Make sure it's light colored so that if a tick does get onto your clothing, you can see it more easily. There's a chemical called permethrin that you can apply to your clothing. You can't put it on your skin, but you can put it on your clothing. If you do that, that'll help repel and kill any ticks that do attach to your clothing. And then if you do happen to find a tick on you, we want you to take it off as soon as possible and watch for symptoms of Lyme disease, of anaplasmosis. If you're feeling, you know, you've got fever, joint ache, muscle ache, headache, and fatigue, and it's been after you were out in the tick habitat, you should definitely go see a healthcare provider.
You know, the other thing I'm curious about is our furry friends. I take a walk with my dog virtually every day in the woods. Can anaplasmosis hurt pets the same way Lyme disease can hurt dogs, for example?
Yeah, I know dogs can definitely get anaplasmosis.
And is it treatable just as you would treat a dog with Lyme disease?
Yes, treatable again.
Bradley Tompkins is an infectious disease epidemiologist with the Vermont Health Department. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.